how's it feel to finally get this thing going and get in the city?
It's great. It's great to be here. Our guys are excited. We're coming in from a lot of different destinations, so we're not all quite here yet. But before the end of the night, we should all be here, ready to start practice tomorrow morning.
How's practice has been going so far up to this point?
Really good. We got 9 practices in Salt Lake City. Send them home for Christmas, and we'll get 4 more in at the bowl site right here this week.
So what's the message to the team as far as it's a business trip, but also, hey, let's have fun with this?
Yeah, the message is you got to be able to differentiate when it's time to go to work and when it's time to have a good time. And traditionally, our guys have been really good at that, being able to get dialed in when we need to for practice and meetings, and when it's time to have the bowl events and enjoy the city, and be able to do that as well.
Coach, take us through what this day was like for you, waking up this morning, probably celebrating Christmas and then traveling and getting here.
Yeah, we had Christmas and this morning, obviously, didn't need to get to the airport until about 4 o'clock, so it was a great day. Spent time with the family, and all the families are excited to get on the plane and get to our destination, so it's like having 2 Christmases again.
Why'd you want to give all the guys a couple days off before meeting here?
Well, that way it allowed them to get home, and otherwise they'd be in Salt Lake City away from their families on Christmas Day. We didn't think that was right. So our administration has been so supportive. We were able to fly all our guys home to their respective destinations, and then fly them in here to the bowl site, and then fly them back in. So just seemed to work out best. We've played in several post-Christmas bowl games in the past, and in the ones that we've had enough time to have a full week of practice prior to the game, that's the way we've done it, to send them home.
You guys have a team meeting tonight or something to make sure everybody's here and ready to go?
Yeah, 10:30 we'll have a team meeting, kind of give them the lay of the land and just what's going on, and turn loose for a couple hours and check in.
How do you get the guys refocused after some time away like that?
Well, we have, fortunately we came in fairly early, and we still have a week, almost a week before the game, so we'll have on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday practice leading up to the game, and we'll refocus on that.
I'm sure you've had a little bit more time now since when the last time you were in San Antonio and talked to the media. What are some of the challenges now that this Texas offense presents for you guys?
Yeah, well, you've got playmakers. The quarterback, he's the catalyst. He makes it all happen. Big, strong kid, good arm. Over 4,000 yards total offense. They've got a receiver that has a bunch of catches, over 100 catches, over 1,200 yards. A couple of running backs that are very productive. Offensive line is playing well, so they've got a lot of things that we got to deal with on offense. Defensively, they're very sound, very solid, quarters-based team, mostly odd front. Now, the new coordinators, things should change a little bit, so there's a few unknowns still.
How do you anticipate your secondary matching up against their strong passing game, missing a couple guys?
Yeah, that'll be a big challenge, and one of the key matchups of the game is our secondary against their receiving core. Guys that have not had a lot of opportunity this year, they can get their chance to step up and show what they can do with the guys that are missing for us. And what it's going to also necessitate is doing a good job up front with the pass rush, not giving the quarterback time.
For people in San Antonio who haven't been able to see him, how do you sum up Zach Moss's season and his impact?
Zach Moss, he's a tremendous back, most prolific back in Utah football history. Has broke virtually every rushing record. He's continuing to add to that. It seems like every week he breaks a new one. But he was a 3-time, 1,000-plus yard rusher. He's the whole package when it comes to what you look for in a running back: size, speed, great balance, vision, can pick up blitzes, catches the ball out of the backfield. He does it all.
He's obviously a guy with NFL aspirations. What was your reaction to him deciding to play in this game?
Well, every one of our seniors decided to play in this game, which was great to see. We had one junior, Jalen Johnson, who opted out. He's departed early for the draft. And he's a little bit beat up. I thought it was in his best interest to get ready for the combine and that type of thing. So, we respect that. But it's great to see all our seniors, and a lot of them could have gone out in the NFL last year, decided to come back. And so their philosophy or their mindset is they're going to finish what they started.
How about Tyler Huntley overall?
What
has he brought to your offense?
Tyler Huntley, he makes the offense go. He's had a terrific year. 75% completion percentage. That's the top 2 or 3 in the nation. Tough guy to sack in the pocket. He's very mobile. Got a lot of escapability and the ability to run the football. So he's what Ellinger is to Texas, Huntley is to Martin.
Sounds good. Thanks.
That's it.